Guys, did you know there are really no poor people in San Francisco? Let me tell you about it.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. How are you doing, sweethearts? I hope everything is going beautifully for you. For new listeners, thank you for coming by. This is a deliberate solo cast. No guest. Actually, there are three people, three points of view. Me, myself, and I. Seriously, though, I spent 20 years as a award-winning public cable access icon here in San Fran, fenton all that well-deserved nickname, the Dede TV Show. Some of you were raised on me. Yeah, that's the thing about being a cult artist. We have had art productions where millions of people have seen us, and a lot of people don't even know who we are. Frankly, I like that. If I wanted to be big and famous, I would have stayed down in Hollywood when I was touring Hollywood with the San Francisco Mime Troupe and going down there and doing comedy when I was a body dysmorphic, 5'6", 106-pound bundle of neurotic nerves. Did I get off the topic? Hey, happy birthday, sweethearts. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating today. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Now, let's get right into it. No, there aren't really poor people in San Fran, fentanyl. I spoke to someone, I won't name who this person is. I said, you should not be describing people as poor. I never describe people in San Francisco as poor. I never do it. What a city like San Francisco with overly educated snobs. They look down their nose at anybody who is described as poor, and they think it might be easier to dehumanize them and the areas where they think poor people live at, which are basically used as containment zones. But really, in San Francisco, ain't no poor people here. It ain't no poor people here. Now, if you are comparatively speaking about the world or about America, even if you say, oh, somebody's on government benefits, they're getting about $1,000 worth of government benefits and they could work part time on the side. Would you consider that poor if you're getting free rent and $1,000? I wouldn't. And I don't. And I don't describe people as poor. I never have. In fact, I corrected somebody. I'm not going to say who this person is. Nice person. I said, well, all these people I knew in the Tenderloin were working class people, middle class people, living in an Asian building. All the Asians getting up in the morning, going to work. They weren't, if you called them poor, they would get mad at you. They're going to play golf at private golf courses on the East Bay. Just because somebody lives in the Tenderloin doesn't make them poor. By the way, new listeners, if you didn't know about the Tenderloin, it is downtown San Fran, fentanyl, just a few blocks from City Hall, unfortunately used as a dystopian containment area. Yeah, I know, ridiculous. When I say dystopian shenanigans, I'm talking about unabated fentanyl dealing by illegal aliens, yes, illegal aliens, illegal aliens, illegal aliens from Honduras. They call themselves Hondo. So they sell the fentanyl for as cheap as $5 or $2 a pill. It's a mess. There are some blocks in the Tenderloin where you cannot walk around the block. It's impacted by dealers, junkies, mentally ill drug addicts, and tents. Mess. And even the drug addicts living on the sidewalk are not poor. They're not poor. Getting that four-figure government subsidy a month, four-figure government subsidy, paying no rent, stealing everything. Is that poor? Nope. Getting a Social Security income check, living in government subsidy. Is that poor? Nope. I know a woman who's paying, she's got rent control. She's got a roommate, and she's on welfare. You should see her place. It looks like a showroom. Would you consider her poor? She ain't. So there's not really poverty in San Francisco. And if you describe somebody as poor in San Francisco, in a way, you are dehumanizing them because, oh, well, they're poor. They're over there. Well, they could live with junkies downstairs from their house. They could live with junkies breaking into their building, breaking into their Walgreens, blah, 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 blah. So that is why tonight I told somebody, do not describe people as poor in San Francisco. That is just, I didn't say that to them, but I'm saying this to you, it will just further dehumanize them for yourself. Don't describe people as poor. All right, you could call them, maybe they're impacted. Maybe they're working class. Maybe they're struggling a bit. But poor is a negative word that will help you dehumanize them and put your nose up in the air and turn your back and say, well, They're poor. What do they expect? That's what they need in their neighborhood. Well, guys, that's your show for today. I'm going to keep it short and snappy. Of course, if you didn't know, there are over 1,000 of these solo casts. And I'll say it again. I'm not interviewing anybody at San Francisco Dam Podcast. It is the POV, point of view, perspective of a sexist, womanist, bohemian, swirl widow. Yours truly, Dee Dee Dam. I'm making this show since the mayor started the incredibly dystopian, draconian shelter in place. And I started this platform because nobody, none of the fake feminists, none of the crying feminists, none of the segregated opportunists, nobody was speaking for San Francisco that repped my perspective. So create your own tribe, create your own lane, make your own highway, get your own voice out there. Never let people who don't love you and don't respect you, never let those people represent you, because you will not be heard. And that is why I created San Francisco Dam. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I appreciate you. And again, happy birthday to all of my birthday children, wherever you are in the world. I hope you've had a beautiful, beautiful birthday today, Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.